I don't even think you know what peer pressure is, Jason.
I peer pressure you every day, bro.
How?
Like being a better man.
What? All you do is go around saying fatherless behavior.
That's all I need to say.
That's not peer pressure.
That's a good name for a TED Talk. Fatherless behavior.
That's a good name for a podcast. Fatherless behavior.
Good name for a clothing line, too.
So cozy. Damn, Donnie, you got it like that.
I hate doing this part, but I'm getting comfortable with it again. Matter of fact, yo, Jason, Taryn did my intro before. Jason, you want to do my intro?
You just going to put me on the spot? I just came up from a nap and you told me to do an intro? This is crazy.
Do it.
You got it, bro.
You got it. I believe in you.
What the hell does an intro even entail?
You feel me? It can just be something calm, like, yo, a welcoming who you are, who we are.
Yo, good night. Good afternoon. Good morning. Depending on when you're listening to this, I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. And I hope you guys enjoy this wonderful conversation between wonderful individuals. This is Donnell's Field Attempt at a Podcast.
You fucked it up already. That's not even the name of the podcast.
Come on, bro.
That's not even.
Come on, bro. Why do you have to even acknowledge it? You know what? I'm over it. I'm not doing it no more, man.
It's my show. Like, you got to get my name right. You got to get the podcast name right.
Well, you know what? Go suck my big toe, bro. I'm not about it no more. I'm not doing it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Donnie's Failed Attempts at a Podcast. That's the name of my podcast, Jason. That's the name of this podcast, okay? Hello, that was Jason. He terribly did my intro wrong, and we are here with Ramen L. Steve.
I think
as
I did
well.
It pretty well, but you did it terrible. Come see, come stuff.
I'm jacking, you did it terrible. But wait, before we even get into it, I got an update on the orange drink phenomenon. I got an update on that. I forgot to get it off on the last episode, so we're gonna get it off now. So orange drink, right? And I've asked several New Yorkers, mostly from the Bronx. I've asked them, and they said it is, you know, that carton of juice that looked like the fucking the milk carton. It was like a milk carton. It was like from way back when. I think if I could find
Tropicana.
No, not Tropicana, bro. I gotta find a picture, but like it is that. And I know, like,
some generic shit.
Yeah, it's like if I show you the picture, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. It's that though.
I straight googled it.
Nah, it's not sips. It's not sips. Huh? It's the damn. It come in like a white carton. I forgot the name of it though. But like, if I find a picture, I'm gonna send it. But I cannot find it right now.
Did y'all niggas, my bad.
Nah, go. Because I wasn't about to say shit.
Nah, I was going to say, did y'all niggas drink jungle juice growing up? Did y'all have that up there?
Kind of racist.
Wow.
No. Come on, man.
Yo, what the hell?
No, I'm just saying, bro. Because I'm black. You talking about I'm drinking juice from the jungle?
Oh my
God. Yo, relax yourself, bro.
Oh, my God.
No one is saying that. Because I know what jungle juice. Well, when I hear jungle juice, I automatically associate it with, like, liquor and shit. Like, a mix
with niggas?
Of liquors.
Oh, boy. All right, whatever, bro.
Oh, my God. I hate this guy, man. This guy.
I'm just saying, my brother, come back to reality.
Bro, it's a lion. I see if it was a gorilla, then no, I'm not drinking that. But it just had a lion.
I've never.
Oh, man, whatever. You and your Tarzan juice. Your Georgia.
See, now. Oh, wow, come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You guys go continue.
This is insane. This is insane. Jason, is something bothering you right now?
Nah, man, I'm a little delirious. I apologize.
Something you want to get off your sternum, bro?
I got nothing in my sternum. I got nothing on my trachea. Calm down. No mon for asking me about my sternum, bro.
What about your solar plexus, bro?
I don't ask you about none of your body parts. Please don't ask me about mine, cancer.
All right. Trying to check on my homie's well-being, bro. See, that's the problem.
I don't know, bro. How's your kidney?
Nah.
How's your liver?
What? How's my liver? It's good, bro. I piss clear.
Nah, I'm glad to hear that. It's a little bit too much information. But first of all, you shouldn't be pissing clear. It should be a little off yellow. You need to stop drinking water. Drink a little bit more something. That's unhealthy.
What else?
What's something unhealthy? Jungle juice, nigga?
I mean, if you want to drink your Tarzan juice, your monkey, you can go ahead and do
what?
Do that. But I'm talking about, I was talking about some apple juice. I was talking about.
What am I?
Some orange juice. Yo, some grape juice, some cranberry juice, some orange drink.
I got to find a picture of the orange drink, and then that's the orange drink. I'm not looking for it right now anymore. But yeah, I figured it out. I know what it is. Jennifer Lopez, I will apologize to you directly if you listen to this, which I highly doubt right now. But you feel me? Jennifer Lopez, I'm sorry, J-Lo, man. J-Lo, I'm sorry for coming at your head. I know what the orange drink is, but next time you gotta add some context to that. Just a little bit of context. But yeah, that's the orange drink debacle.
For what? To appease you? Who
appease
are you?
Appease niggas.
Oh my god.
You all right, who am I? But to appease niggas. Okay?
Fair enough.
Jason, how are you feeling right now, man? What's on your biscuit? What's going on?
I'm just disappointed in black people.
Oh my god.
What do we do now?
I'm just disappointed in black people, bro. It's just we be picking and choosing who to be mad at and who not to be mad at. I saw this thing recently a couple of days ago about Glorilla, and she got into she got arrested or something like that, or took it into custody because of a potential DUI or whatever. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she was drunk or not. But I know that alcohol contents was found in her car, half empty. She smelled like alcohol. She was acting a little weird. And I was looking at the comments like, yo, you know, finally, you know, let's tell this lady and let's show and let's explain that this behavior, no matter who you are, should have ramifications for it. No. You know what I go and see? Oh, yeah, she looks so good in her picture. Oh, Glorilla standing on business. Oh, this is fucking, her hair look good. It's like, bro, the only thing she should be standing in is a motherfucking jail cell. What if she hit somebody? This is what I'm talking about. The black community needs to be stopped. We need to actually we need to hit the reset button on things. Anyway, look, I'm just a little peeved though.
How's that? That sounded.
Are you playing Naruto music?
Sounded real, like, you know, I ain't gonna say it sounded anti-black, but you know, it sounded, you know,
it's not anti-black.
It sounded real.
You know what?
I said it didn't sound like that.
No, I'm gonna talk about it. I'm not saying you saying it no more, but somebody who listens to this is gonna be like, oh, he hates niggas. He's a black guy who hates niggas. No, I hate our behavior, bro. Are we happy? With our culture? Are we happy with how we're raising our kids? Are we happy with the single parent homes? Are we happy with the mediocre? Are we happy that our kids know sexy red pound town, my pussy pink, my booty hole brown, but they don't even know how to read at their age level? Come on, bro. That's not anti-black. I want us to do better, but we acting like motherfucking hillbillies. Let's leave that nonsense to the hillbillies.
Fact.
Damn.
Let's start wearing suits for no reason again, bro.
No, bugging out. I'm not wearing a damn suit for nothing. So what? I can wear my dress shoes and start tap dancing, massa?
Oh my god.
Bro, I'm not.
I was not going there with this, Jason, bro.
Nah, whatever, man. Not,
bro, you good, bro? Have you lived multiple lives, bro? Have you had
I'm just saying, son, I can feel the shoe shine equipment from here.
I ain't gonna front. When I be in the fucking airport and they have the shoe shine stations, I be feeling the kind of way when I be seeing like a black man sounding like
they be going to town. They be going to town on them shoes, bro.
Bro,
like he's not gonna free you. You already free.
Right? Like, yo, I've only no lie. I've only seen like white people do the shoe shining.
I've seen nothing but niggas doing that shit.
Yeah. probably once I've seen a white man
Penn Station, but Grand Central Terminal, and that's where I see them at. I never saw them in the airport. And even then, it's like to get to the airport, like you gotta drive your car to the airport, park in that garage, and just be like, "Damn, I'm gonna shoe shine today." Like you out of your mind if you're doing that.
And why are you still playing Naruto music, bro?
I don't know. It just kind of set the ambiance at this point. I don't even want to stop. I normally play this with something sad or like, you know, some shit going down. But, you know, it's been playing. So you just going to let it rock out.
100.
Okay.
I think it's over, though. Yeah, it's over.
I just wanna save the world till I realize saving the world don't do much for a nigga. At the end of the day, I could die for the cause, folks still won't fuck with a nigga. I seen the real time, both eyes during my deal sign. Transformation, cancellation, amputations, anti taking over. Damage made my ramp around my soldiers. Pray to God salvation find its way, salvation never found. Instead of me plotting course for Project 3, my landlord taking me to trial. How would I been through behind every grin, perfected the weight of fake and smiles. Accepted the weight of fate for now. The lessons created break me down. To my core, to the bone, at the edge. On my war with my daughters over bread. Seen enough for a lifetime, clean cut on my lifeline. I really believe paranoia creeping around. I really won't be so much more for those around. But right now I need to take time for myself. Think about just myself. Can't give who I am away till I see myself. Take time for myself. Break away from this hell. Can't give who I am away. I used to wanna save the world till I realized saving the world don't do much for a nigga. Cursed out by the folk I done fell out with. I'm trying to fix what's been done to my niggas. Wander down to do shit, but it gets you harassed and faded. Outcome be attacked and hated. Balcony assassination. Martin seen it. Malcolm seen it. Hampton seen it too. Dampened dreams of camp inside my crew. Insecurity led to insurrection. CXR had broken into two. The niggas who hate versus niggas who chase progression. Look, it's easy as that. Skateful for all of my grievances. Greasy shit sent through my phone when I needed to chat. Ain't how much peace since I seen us detach.
I know the truth about it all. Greed was the root of the problem. Nobody left it as all. Cause threw me out to the dark.
But I bite back, my fit where I fight back. A bundle of dread on head like locks and night cast back. The way to strive for isolation. I'll find my friends, I'm hiding my location. If I offend, apologies for sure. Extend my hand and watch as I get burned. I realize only thing that I done learned is to take time for myself. Think about just myself. Can't give who I am away till I see myself. Take time for myself. Break away from this hell. Can't give who I am away.
Damn, Donnie, you got it like that.
Step on the scene like I'm here now, speed of light. I'm supposed to tell you about the color red. Fine, show you how my heart bled. I'm supposed to paint all these hues. Sky been switching up on me, I don't need enough, that bitch blew. My mind went from that lush bloom, got stuck soon in that gray cell. Brain cells all dried up, got riled up when the rain fell. I went searching, train surfing, that train the rail. Felt the grip of the grim reaper, I'm telling you, she got pain in nails. Trying to tell you what I seen, walking the ceilings of these rooms full of one-eyed kings. She in the corner, mad fly like a buck of the wings. I'ma keep it elusive, keep it moving, fuck did you think? Now you see me, now you don't. I've been walking in and out these doors like Houdini and some Adidas step on the scene like I'm here now, speed of light. Ain't no such thing as half-read books. Ain't no time for half-stepping, that's a bad look. Look, system ain't broken, it's only working how they built it. I bought into that school of thought, then I got lost on a field trip. They holding mirrors up with one hand, use the other one to conceal shit. Sleight of hand since time began, it's about time that we get with it. Start some shit in this room's full of one-eyed kings. She in the corner, mad fly like a buck of the wings. I'ma keep it elusive, keep it moving, fuck did you think? Now you see me, now you don't. I've been falling in and out these doors like.
I'm older than y'all by a couple months, days. No, month.
All right.
So technically I would be unk to y'all, but technically cool. I am an uncle. I am an unk. Shout out to my niece. Shout out Skylar.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to all the uncles out there, man.
Or you an uncle day? Why they don't have Uncle's Day? Uncles and Aunts Day.
I believe they do.
They do?
I believe they do.
When is that day? I could celebrate that. Get me a gift.
July 26th of 2024.
I bet.
Uncle and aunt.
Bet.
Yeah.
My niece hearing this, which I doubt it, I need a gift. I need a gift, man. I took you to Disney World. I need that back in blood. Nah, let me stop.
Damn.
I'm joking.
I need about four gifts.
I'm wilding.
And my old niece got a job, so she really gonna have to give me a gift. Feel me?
It's up now. We coming to collect. All you kids out there, the uncles and aunts, it's time. We coming to collect. We need that.
Yes, Lord. But nah, man, being an uncle is lit, though, because it's like all the things they don't get to do at home, they get to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they want to have cake at 11 a.m., they can. They just got to make sure they brush their teeth first. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what a good uncle supplying your young ones with freaking diabetes.
Oh my God.
Everything in moderation.
Amazing work.
Yes. Because happiness is what's most important, Jason.
What? Is it? Is it?
You only get one shot at this life thing, so do what makes you happy. Amor fati. Memento mori.
That's an awful way of thinking.
Damn. So what's the
you
right
only
way?
You only have one shot at life, so do it making yourself happy. You know you live on a planet with other people, right? You know maybe you doing what might you think you're making yourself happy may affect other people in a negative way. I'm just saying, bro. I think maybe we should live more responsible, you know, decisions and things of that nature. And we should actually live like a community. Nah, bro. I'm getting on your ass, bro. Nah, choose your words carefully. I don't like that, bro. You're the problem with black people.
What we're not gonna do is that. That's not what we're gonna do, bro.
Fuck with you.
Yeah. You're taking a hyperbole right now.
I ain't hear hyperbole since grade school. Shout out to Taryn.
Yeah, you know I got away with words, my nigga.
That's facts. You're a poet, and you never even know.
Yo.
Low key.
Yo, so he was talking about Glorilla earlier and her alleged DUI, right? So news came out today. This is not about Glorilla, but this is about Meg Thee Stallion, right? News came out today that her I think her photographer or videographer, one of them, is suing Meg Thee Stallion for allegedly making him record her having sex with another female.
It's a bunch of deviants, bro.
So
it sounds very ritual like. Sounds about Hollywood.
Bro, that's what Hollywood and music industry is. It's a bunch of sex magic and rituals. A bunch of Jezebels and fucking Lil Uzi Verts, whatever that means anymore.
Hold on, let me read where I got this information from. Shout outs to y'all about to clown me.
If you say media takeout or some nonsense.
If you say shade room, I'm gonna take your knee out.
Yo, shout outs to shade room. My cousin worked for the shade room. Shout outs to shade room.
Shout out to your cousin.
Shout outs to shade room. I ain't following y'all though, but alright, get ready to clown me. I got this information from Worldstar.
Oh my god.
It says,
what are you doing on Worldstar in 2024,
it's
bro?
It's on my Twitter, okay? It's on my Twitter.
See, all right, that makes sense. I'm thinking you on WorldstarHipHop.com. Ah, bro.
I used to go on Worldstar Hip Hop just to see like the fight videos or like some ratchet shit. Now, yeah, I'm not gonna
lie, I was on that today.
You was on Worldstar today?
Yeah.
What were you watching on Worldstar?
Fight videos. Exactly what you said.
Wait. Why are you watching fight videos?
Bro, son, it's a guilty pleasure, man. I just want to see people squabble sometimes.
Oh my god.
Oh, you want to see people squabble? Hey, yo, Devontae. Yeah. Hey, yo, Devontae. Terrence still want to have that one on one with you. You scared?
I sure do.
You scared? You opping out? You talk about you gotta go to a wedding. Listen, bro, that wedding ain't till next year. You could fight right now.
We are gonna have Donnie Feld attempt to the podcast underground in August.
There you go, Jason. There's your fight video. But wait, back to the news. All right, so it says Emilio Garcia, former cameraman for Megan Thee Stallion, has filed a lawsuit alleging harassment and hostile work environment. He claims to have been trapped in a moving vehicle with Megan while she engaged in sexual activity with another woman in a foreign country. Garcia further alleges mistreatment and intimidation from Megan afterwards, leading to intolerable work conditions. Listen, man.
I mean, what can you say? She was wilding.
I'm gonna be 100% honest. Meg was wilding, but and shout outs to all my gay niggas out there. I fucks with y'all, but unless this man, this videographer, is gay, why you snitching, bro? Why you snitching, bro?
Really? That's how you feel, bro?
Listen,
that's how you feel.
Listen, man. Unless like your life was literally in danger and she had the gun or like a knife to your throat, bro, and just was like, yeah, nigga, you gonna record me? You gonna record this woman eating my pussy? Nah. But for real.
If it were Bill Cosby, it'll be a different tune. I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm being dead serious now. Now I'm being dead serious.
Because all I hear is jokes, my boy.
I gotta get my jokes off once in a while. But listen,
allegedly, this is serious stuff.
You can't make it.
This is serious stuff. Celebrity lives is exactly what I need to know, bro. You need to be serious about this. Go ahead, bro.
No, seriously.
Take your time with it. I'm invested in the nonsense that these jackasses do on a daily basis. Instead of using their money to help out the communities that they came out of, instead they having their people film scissor each other. Fucking disgusting delinquents. Go ahead, I'm invested, bro. I love to hear how these demonic, demon-ridden, legion-ridden people are doing debauchery with the money that we give them. Go ahead, bro. I'm invested. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. All right. If this is
So Megan the Stallion was scissoring who?
I don't know. They never put the name out of the other person.
The whore?
It was Shayna Baszler.
Yo. If this was true, if the alleged claims is true, then that's really like fucked up. Like I'm not even bullshit. Like that's really fucked up. Meg got a lot of support with the whole Tory Lanez shit. She got a lot of support.
Yo, free Tory.
I'm reserved on that one.
Free Tory. He ain't shoot that hoe in the foot. You know why? He ain't shoot her in the foot? Because she's a stallion. She has a hoof. Free Tory. You're a free Tory, bro. He ain't shoot a horse.
Oh, my God.
If Lizzo did what she did, Megan did what she did. I tell you that right now. Lizzo was wildin'. Not only was she promoting diabetes, and not only am I suspicious that she's a skinny girl walking around in a fat suit to promote fat behavior because of the Illuminati, but she was doing all kinds of sexual deviant things to her backup dancers. Whatever Lizzo did, she did, and whatever Megan did, she did. I'm tired of these people, bro. I'm tired of these aliens masquerading as humans. And promoting debauchery. I am.
Damn, I just started the music up too.
Nah, well, you're too late.
Yeah, that nigga was finna go in.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't going to get to say that.
Oh, man.
I don't believe that these people are aliens. I know I don't believe that, but I do believe that these people are sick, twisted, and bored with money.
I'm just trying to live my life. I'm just trying to do what's right. I'm just trying to get inside. I'm not trying to sleep all through the day and get up at night. I'm trying to do it right. Can somebody show me the light? I'm just trying to live my life. I'm just trying to do what's right. I'm just trying to gain sight. I'm not trying to sleep all through the day and get up at night. Shit, that was lit. Yeah. Everybody know the real me. Something in your mind to feel free. So how they don't wanna kill me. Been forever, but I'm still me.
I'ma be real, I'm the man. I'ma be real, I'm the rapper. I'ma be real, I'm that motherfucker making millions, and I ain't no trapper.
Yeah, hold that shit up aside. All of this shit is a fallacy.
I ain't me, I'm who you want me to be.
Fuck that.
Grip the 45 and buck back.
I've been chillin' on the tuck back. I've been chillin' on the tuck, yeah.
Yeah, I've been way back in the cut. Homie, I don't give a fuck. I'ma keep rapping
about better this shit that don't matter and making a buck.
I'ma keep
rapping about this shit that don't matter and making a buck. Listen up, I'ma keep rapping about this shit that don't matter and making a buck.
Like, what's up?
Alright, let's do this shit.
Let's get this motherfucking money, man. We ain't studying these old stupid ass bitches, these old stupid fake ass niggas out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting extorted and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all niggas, man. Perpetrating ass, dumb ass motherfuckers, man. All on the gram, all on the Snapchat with the bullshit, nigga. Kill your motherfucking self, nigga. Kill your motherfucking self, nigga. And tell your bitch I said slop on my knob.
That's crazy. Yo,
I'm gonna
keep all this shit for the album.
Oh, they're gonna love that. They're gonna be like, oh, fuck.
I wish that keeping it real really was contagious. I wish that keeping it real really was contagious. Cause I be showing love always met with fake shit. But that's what's in my heart, I can never change it. I just wish that things were reciprocated. I told my lawyer change the situation. Told the judge that I was always faking. But I know it's in my heart and I feel it baking. Till I let go of my boys, that would be amazing. Tryna blink out every time I'm in the different spaces. Bought that same little Ferrari and told him keep it basic. Put up on them same little boys, told him to get the racing. She don't even know what it is, and I bought my mom on the wagon. Yeah, keep on dodging years, my young nigga wagging. I done gave away my Porsche, I throw up. I don't pass the torch, I pour. Syrup when I'm horse, I whore. Out and then I wreck a core. I took my finger and I remade the sword. I wish that keeping it real really was contagious. Cause I be showing love, always met me face you. But that's what's in my heart, I can never change you. I just wish that things were reciprocated. They always told me I'll be going places. Now I'm just surrounded by these different faces. But all of this applause, yeah, it come with hatred. I wish that keeping it real really was contagious.
Yeah. Yesterday my daughter told me, Daddy, you the best. I told her I'm making it back that night. Baby, pass me that vest. I know I'm living a fast life, but I sign niggas and I sign checks. I put a quarter mil on my fingers just like little baby and they all baguettes. Every week I made 4,000 serving bags for my big homie. I know I went on it forever, but it had moved me up from blown. And sometimes you gotta take baby steps, but now you grown and got a wantin'. Everything you doin', wanna know every hole you strewin'. I bought like Harden Jordan. I tried to keep my mouth closed, but I told them all the story. I had 5 bitches with me in LA like Robin Hood. I told my bitch from every struggling day we buy in the store.
I wish that keeping it real really was contagious. Cause I be showing love, always met with fashion. But that's what's in my heart, I can never change you. I just wish that things were reciprocated. They always told me I'd be going places. Now I'm just surrounded by these different faces. But all of this applause, yeah, it come with hatred. I wish that keeping it real really was contagious.
Damn, Donnie, you got it like that?
You know what? You know what? Fuck it. I'm curious to know about this too. Yo, Jason, how you feel about the current rap beefs that's going on right now, man?
Man, shit is fake, bro. I'm so tired of this bullshit. I'm so tired of it, bro. Now all of a sudden everybody got a beef, right? Now all of a sudden everybody at each other's throats. We got Drake, we got Kendrick, we got J. Cole apologizing, hiding underneath a table. We got Kanye West, who's not really Kanye West because we don't know if he's a clone. We don't know if he's drugged. We don't know if that's freaking O.J. Simpson in a Kanye West mask. We don't know what's going on, bro. But all I do know is this shit is nonsense. It's all for publicity. All for freaking distracting people. But God knows what. We had the eclipse. We got freaking portals being opened up in damn Sweden. I don't know what's going on, bro. But all I know is whatever it is, just enjoy the music that's coming out and don't take it too seriously.
And while you mentioned Kanye, I just saw this today, too. It says Kanye West to launch Yeezy adult website.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't he a Christian a year ago? I'm so tired of this man, bro. Yo, wasn't he just a pastor? Yo, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I don't mean to take over your podcast, bro. But
go for it.
Kanye West get me tight. Bro.
Wait. Hold on, Jason, before you go in, let me read this to you. So it says from Worldstar on Twitter. It says, according to reports, Kanye West plans to launch Yeezy Porn and is allegedly consulting with adult film star Stormy Daniels' ex-husband on the venture.
And you know what?
Thoughts?
You know me since high school, son.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me who my favorite rapper was, and I said Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And a part of me still feels that way, but I'm able to remove the music from the person. And Kanye West as a person is schizophrenic, man. Like, let's go past bipolar. Look, I think he's a talented guy. I think he's one of the most influential music artists of the time. Blah, blah, blah. Don't let him hear me say that because that's going to go to an even bigger ego. But what I'm saying is this man is all over the place. One minute he's a Christian. Another minute he's a Satanist. Another minute he's a freaking narcissist. Another minute he talking about the world is out to get you. Another minute he talking about world is a safe place. This guy is all over the place. He doesn't know what his rhetoric is. He just be promoting and saying shit because he just want to make money at this point. Now, I can't support Yeezy with a Yeezy porn website, man. I can't support that. Porn does such harm to little boys and little girls. It does such harm to the community. It does such harm to people in general. Porn is one of the most detrimental things to society that ever exists. So the fact that he's doing this nonsense makes me want to just erase all his albums from my brain, bro. It's crazy. Matter of fact, I might have to do that. I need to talk to a hypnotist or a hypnosis or whatever the hell these people call it. I'm gonna erase every song from Kanye West from my brain except Jesus Walks, because that song's fire, bro. So, oh, no. And Damn, I can't.
He in the room snapping his head right now. He got his hand on his head and he's snapping a finger.
Yeah, bro. Nah, you know what it is, bro? I want to erase every song from Kanye West except for Late Registration. Gotta get that. Gotta keep Graduation. A couple songs for Yeezus. I like New Slaves from Yeezus. And that one song he did he did a music video with Kim Kardashian. And she was riding butt naked on the motorcycle. Yeah, that was a fire song. I gotta keep that one.
There's a bunch of good songs on Yeezus.
Damn, I can't erase every Yeezy song. Matter of fact, let me just erase Yeezy the person from my brain, but keep his song. I like that better.
You wanna erase the entity.
Bro, how do you have a church? You have a Yeezus church or a Yeezy church. How do you have a choir, a Christian album, and then a year later you talking about Yeezus porn? Where is this man, bro? Who is this guy?
He was just on a podcast with
this behavior.
You Justin LaBoy. Justin LA Boy is co-signing this. Because he went on his podcast. Well, let me not say he co-signing it. He went on his podcast and just started talking about it. This is where the information is coming out from. He called J. Cole a pussy. He told him, he said he's prepared for the eradication of Drake. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it's like, I can't keep up with all these rap beefs.
The eradication of somebody? What are we, the Lord of the Rings? Why is he talking like that? My lord. We anticipate the eradication of Sir Drake. It's like, bro, like the world is really just going inside out. Like celebrities are schizophrenic.
I'm gonna come clean. My lord, I am prepared for the eradication of Paul. Nah, I'm fucking with you, Paul. I'm fucking with you, Paul.
He's not, bro.
Shout out to Paul. You know what? I'm not because Paul got to see me. Paul got to see me. That's all I'm going to say on that. Paul, if you listen to this part right here, see me, nigga. What's up? You know the deal. You know the business. It's on site when I see you, boy. I still got this picture for you to put in your crib, but it's on site when I see you, boy. Feel me?
Hug it out, right?
Nah, okay. I ain't gonna hug Paul. I might body slam him.
This is all talk, baby boy.
I might body slam that nigga. Paul gotta see me. Him, word.
I know you can't wait to see him.
I can't wait to see him. I love Paul, bro.
Yo,
I gotta see
you making a weird turn. Don't make it weird.
Nah, I ain't wanna make it weird. Make it weird.
I'm not trying to make it weird. I'm just saying.
Make it weird, boy. Nigga.
You wanna see your homeboy? I get it.
I wanna see all my homeboys. I love y'all. I love y'all boys.
Nah, I don't like you like that, bro.
I love y'all boys.
I ain't been feeling the love lately, man.
So then, what's up? Okay. So then, what's up? Tell me why you mad.
Not feeling the love, bro.
Talk to me.
Because you're not feeling the love, bro.
Why not?
Because. You're just not, bro. All
right, so then when I see you, it's on site too, then fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Now this top dollar thing is definitely getting thrown in your face. Throwing this top dollar shit in your face. Mm-hmm.
You throw something in my face, bro, I'm going to
hey, yo. Yo, where this conversation going, bro? This is a bunch of pause.
Oh, my God.
Circling back.
No man should throw something in a next man's face.
Nah, you said pause, play. Let's play. Play that.
So when I watch Glorilla video, video. She was like, at the end of the video, she was like, "Can I sue y'all for arresting me for no reason?" I'm like, "Yo, how dumb are you, girl? Like, is this who the youth look up to?"
Yeah, Glo.
Yeah, I've never heard a Glorilla song before, bro. I'm just can't buy the hype.
You heard FNF. You heard FNF.
Yeah, against my will. Yeah, I don't go out my way to.
Wait, you said against your will? Somebody strapped you up and just said, "Yeah, you gonna listen to this? I'm a F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That means I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga."
Yeah, bro.
You know the word like
that. I do know the word. Listen. I've realized this. I realized this about myself, and Paul helped me realize this too. Like, yo, I'm low key like a ratchet bitch. And I don't call women bitches, but like I call myself a ratchet bitch. Because like I dead ass listen to that music. Like when I went to Dreamville, I was fiending to go see Sexy Red. I'm not even gonna hold you.
You really are just a bird. I'm disappointed in you.
It's all right. But you can't say fatherless
behavior.
You know
the weirdest thing about this is?
What?
You probably laugh with your tongue out, you fucking bird.
Oh, no. That's insane. That is insane. No. This nigga said I laugh with my tongue out.
Nigga, probably laugh with your tongue out, you fucking... fucking tweet.
Yo, what the fuck is that, man?
I bet you play with your weave every 2 seconds for no reason.
What?
You disgust me. I bet you go live and talk to the comments for 30 minutes.
My nigga eat hot chips at 7 in the morning.
Yo, I bet you got a linked account in your OnlyFans and your free OnlyFans is up there too, you fucking thought. You really disappointed me today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, let me ask y'all a question. If Sexy Red was from NYC, where would she be from?
The Bronx, somewhere in the Bronx.
What?
South Bronx.
Probably Harlem.
The trenches.
Nah, not Harlem. My bad. Shout out to my Harlem niggas. Not Harlem.
Yeah, don't do Harlem like that, man.
I don't know. I wanna. Part of me really want to say the Bronx, but then it's a part of me that want to say like East New York, Brooklyn, or Brownsville. Cause you can't Sexy Red is a different type of ratchet. Cause you gotta look at it. Like, and shout outs to Cardi B and Ice Spice, but they from the Bronx, right? Sexy Red is on a whole nother level of that.
She's like nasty. Like, yeah. Real live nasty. Bow.
The Free Nationals.
You know my daddy was a gangster, and father before him was a dancer. I'ma learn to escape about these handcuffs. I ain't going to court to see no damn judge.
Cock the 4/5, blow knobs up the hinge. My security guard big, but inside a punk bitch. Ass nigga use a trick. Nigga use a wankster. And my pop was a gangster. Fuck that hoe when I need sex. Give me dope when I need neck. Love her more when I'm erect. I reply when I see text. I forgot her, God be vexed. Say no more, my God, say less. Copy, poppy, I'll be back. Where the tech is stocking cap. Don't turn on your thinking cap before I push your shit way back. I'm the nigga, copy facts. Like that, I saw where I be at. Hold up. Most of my memories fade, like all my enemies' names. Like the Lion King, I'm went away. I'm just here to reclaim. Sipped on my Hennessy drink, sipped on my Henny. Go on my memory bank till it's on the G side of things, on the street side of things. With a word bad mean 18 kind of thing. And this nigga serving life 18 kind of ways. And that was way before the 18th, by the way. I wrote to my perfection and I smoke with no detection. Baddest souls in my direction, ain't no hole in my reflection. I get chicks with my complexion, I'm a pimp. I know you guessed it, can't be bitching, can't be questioned. I got gold in my complexion, pearls and stone in my new necklace. I got hopes for my erection, I got votes for my election. I got hope for all my brethren, hold up.
You know my daddy was a gangster, and father before him was a damn thug. I'ma learn to escape about these handcuffs. I ain't going to court to see no damn judge.
Sex, give me dope when I need neck. Love her more when I'm erect. I reply when I see text. I forgot her, God be vexed. Say no more, my God, say less. Copy, poppy, I'll be back. Where the tech is stocking cap. Don't turn on your thinking cap before I push your shit way back. I'm the nigga, copy facts. Like that, I'm sorry, where I be at. Hold up.
Like that.
lemon in my A, lemon in my L's, call them boogers. Rather 6 feet before I'm ever seen with you niggas.
Hold up! Hold up! Hold up.
Yo. What it is? It's that nigga T, skin the color again. Riding in, double, double R, that's that color name. Pulling in, that 400 grand, I just ordered this. Switzerland, Lake Geneva, where I spend my summer in. Off the floor, that's Giano shoe, what I'm running in. Earlobe, look like headlights. I'm a freak man, I'm some motherfucking dead ass. I need some Timberlands, I battle any man. Yo, don't think they understand.
Double C on my feet, double G on my freak, Louis V by my brief. She wanna kick it with me, she back, eat it and leave. She try to save other plants, but keep eating my meat. We can't see none of them grow, she keep eating my seat. Got an E and a B on the back of the CT. I'm done with the 12, got a V16. Say the money coming in, yeah, that's true. The more money I get, I don't want sex you. Can't think about the last time that I text you. It's probably when sidekicks had them belt loops. Sign my giant hand, cock on a bitch, every time I check you. Just like a brand new lamb, I wreck you. So if it's mine, it's yours.
Ride to the dinner table. I don't care in the mag in the exit. Last year more than what Google say my net is. I got chatter with the shit in it to the exit.
This is double P, I rock double C. Man, I run in beats like you run in cleats. Man, come to me, you want sun to see. This internally flawless, a double V's. What troubles me is you couple me with these subtle fleas trying to double Z. Hornet, trapping a hive of a motherfucking bumblebee.
Like
they just
that.
Got the closest picture of the fucking sun surface. That was us. Got the life of Robbie, caught that bitch just for one purpose. Catching dust. My secret service carry mobs, you call them street sweepers. Back you up, tat you up, then add you up. Then give you a cover like Adjua. If this shit's fake, I don't respect it, it's clickbait. And that's this tastes like a shit shake. What a difference your wrist make when it's Richard made. Hungry eyes tend to fixate like an empty stomach for a fish plate. Shit face, get this straight. This is truck wheel deck grip tape.
Ride to the dinner table. I retire in the land in the exit. Last year more than what Google say my net is. I got chatted with the shares in it to the exit.
Yeah, like I don't and shout out to Sexy Red, but you know, I think she might be she would be from
Come on. No. Don't. I'm gonna need you to take back that cosign.
What? I said shout out to Sexy Red.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to take that back is what I'm asking you.
Why?
Don't say shout out to Sexy Red. Shout out to Sexy Red, the same Sexy Red that's going around this damn country, going to junior high schools and high schools, promoting that dirty pussy music. No, bro, get out of here with that
dirty
shit, bro.
Dirty pussy music. She's a dirty pussy deity.
Son, that Jezebel walking around with that Jezebel spirit, that demonic behavior, laughing with her tongue out, coochie out, pussy pink, booty hole brown. No, bro, keep that shit to yourself. Keep that away from the children. Don't co-sign that shout out to Sexy Red. No, we don't do that out here, Donnell.
Well,
everything that looks black, everything that's black, and everything that's exciting, and everything that sparks a happier dance ain't positive, bro.
You know
get
what?
That the hell out of black culture.
You know what?
And Sukiyana. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You know
ahead.
What, Jason? You might be right, but I don't give a fuck. Shout out to Sexy Red, nigga.
And you are what's wrong with black people, bro? I can't, bro. I can't with my people. I can't.
It's all right.
I can't.
It's all right. It's okay, Jason. It's okay. Just like how you.
No, it's not.
Just
okay.
Like how you. Just
it's
like.
Not okay.
Listen. Just like how you have your guilty pleasures of watching fucking fight videos, I have my guilty pleasure in listening to that all that ratchet shit. Okay. We are allowed
bro,
to have.
Bro. If you want to listen, if you want to listen to my laugh with my tongue out music in the privacy of your own home, then you do that, bro. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you shouting this woman out like her existence is even any remotely positive.
Shout out to Sexy
community.
Red because she made music that I enjoy.
Why do you enjoy that shit?
I don't know.
Why do you enjoy that shit? And I'm judging you. Why do you enjoy
that? That's fine that you judging me. I've been judged all like since I've discovered that I like this
I
music.
Need you to answer my question, sir.
I don't fucking know, bro. Like I just enjoy
exactly.
Like all of that. I enjoy all of that fucking nasty, disgusting music shit. Like I enjoy
no,
that
because
shit.
Because it's lazy and it's baseless. You gotta understand that the human psyche likes that nursery rhyme nonsense.
That doesn't mean anything. Like, yo, I listen to fucking Trina and Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown. Like, it's not the fucking beats and all that
which
shit.
Which means you are training your brain for the baseless music. I'm going to tell you a little story.
Oh my God.
When I was younger, I used to love me some Chips Ahoy hard soft baked cookies, hard and soft baked, the red bag and the blue bag. I loved them. Oh, my heart. And then during my life, I started realizing that this country is poisoning me, that the things that I loved as a child has been poisoning me and rewiring my systems. And Chips Ahoy, unfortunately, was one of them. If you look on Chips Ahoy, it says on the ingredients right on the bottom in small print, it says bioengineered. This food is bioengineered, which means it's not real. It's fake. Made in a fucking lab. It's poisonous, toxic, it changes you. Anyway, over time, I looked at that and I said, damn, I gotta stop eating this shit. And I craved it and I went days and then I went weeks and I went months and then eventually I went years without eating Chips Ahoy. And eventually, one time, I was at somebody's house and they had Chips Ahoy cookies and I was hungry and I took a bite out of it. And you know how I felt when I took a bite out of it? It tasted disgusting. It was horrible. You know why? Because I trained my body to not like that disgusting bioengineered food. You, my friend, have never left the realm of this debaseless, disturbing, debaucherous music, sir. You need to train. You need to train your brain to like better and more uplifting things, especially when it comes to music.
Jason, I give all music a chance. I listen to literally, like, you put something in front of my face, I will listen to it and give it a chance.
I ain't never hear you listen to no Mozart, boy. Stop it, bro. I'm not gonna hear that, bro.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Bro. What does Mozart...
You don't even listen to Mozart.
Come on, bro.
Excuse me?
Come on, bro.
You right.
Excuse me?
Come on, bro. Right. We not about to sit here and throw Mozart in my face. Like, I'll
be sitting in the comfort of my living room listening to the sweet symphonies of Gershon. Stop it, bro. You're not cultured. You listen to Sexy Red. You lost your whole
I'm not co- I'm not co- Hold on. Because I listen to one specific artist that eliminates the vast majority of music that I listen to.
Oh, you listen to Jay-Z too. He plays the guitar.
Hold on,
Satan.
Let's be serious. Let's be serious real quick. Because I listen to one artist, that eliminates all the other music that I like.
Yes.
That's insane.
If there's a piece of shit in my
Apple pie, it leaves
the whole pie.
That's insane.
If there's 1% feces in my food, it ruins 100% of the
Jason,
meal.
I don't want your taste, sir. Crazy. Because I don't like country music and the next person across the country may like country music, that I'm not going to sit there and judge them because they like country music. I just don't like country music.
Well, is country music talking about the color of their vagina?
Have you really sat down and listened to a country song?
Oh, yes, I have. Oh,
they talk about
my ex is living in Texas.
They talk about a lot. They talk about the same shit that the hip-hop music talk about.
Oh, well, guess what? They're a little bit more creative. Well, they're a little bit more creative. You can talk about love in a lot of ways, but you don't have to talk about someone's vagina and someone's penis hole.
They talk about that in their music, too.
Agree to disagree, but once you listen to Sexy Red, man. Matter of fact, yo, Terran, you listen to Sexy Red?
Fuck no.
So that is the sound of somebody that has sense. That is the sound of somebody
that has actual
education.
But wait, no. Cause I'm not gonna let you sit here and do this to me. Like, just because, like,
nope.
We listen to common music here though. Do we not?
Okay, and it doesn't involve Sexy Red.
That's one thing we don't have in common. But I'm pretty sure we listen to a lot of the same music. If you put something in front of me and say, "Hey, listen to this," I'm 9 times out of 10 I might like it because I know.
Are you any way aware of how music in these frequencies affects the human brain?
Oh my God, Jason, you're digging too deep into this. I'm talking about on the surface level.
But there's nothing on the surface level. You think the world is black and white, kind sir?
No.
Let me tell you something. If I gave you a vial of poison and I told you to drink it, would you drink it?
No.
Why?
Because you just told me you gave me a vial of poison.
Because poison's bad for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm supplying the information. Sexy Red's music is toxic for your brain. But, it's literal poison.
But does that mean I'm gonna go out? But does that mean I'm gonna go out and do everything that she's telling me to do in the songs?
No, but there's levels to it, and there's people that do it. It's called desensitization, sir.
Am I desensitized?
And that's what you're doing to your brain. Yes, you are.
To what?
You are.
Yo, Jason, to what?
Nah, bro. You know what? I need to talk to your mother.
Yeah. What? What am I desensitized? But I'm just sitting here like,
talk to your mother, bro.
Because I listen to different genres of music, I have to stick to. So let's just say if I eliminate that genre of music, right? If I eliminate this genre of music, then what?
I'm not telling you don't listen to a genre of music. I'm saying there's certain artists that there's no reason for you to be listening to them.
Why not?
There's nothing for you.
Why not? If I find the music good, and if nothing else is coming from it besides just me, all right.
Why
in
do
the
you
moment,
find it good? Why do you find it good?
Because in the moment, in the moment, it just sounds good to me. In the moment, it just sounds good to me. Like, hey, I like this song. I'm going to put it on my playlist and just listen to it.
Why, bro? You see this?
What is there to have a why about if a music sounds good, if the song sounds good to me?
Why do you like the music? Do you like the beat? Do you like the lyrics? Do you like the cadence? Do you like the message? What do you like about it?
Honestly, it's probably the beat selection. I'm not even going to lie.
Exactly. You're being manipulated.
It's probably a good 808 in there that I like to hear.
Exactly. It's manipulation.
What?
So I need you to understand. If you want to listen to this music, fine. But I need you to understand that you are being manipulated. And maybe you do understand you're being manipulated. I need you to come clean then. I am Donnell Scott. I'm aware that I'm being manipulated by this government music, and I'm okay with it. That's all I need you to say, and then we can move on.
So I'm not going to say that, because if I sit here and tell you, like, all right. If I listen to, let's say, I don't know.
John Legend.
All right, cool, yeah. Because I do listen to John Legend. I have some songs in my playlist from John Legend. If I listen to John Legend, am I being manipulated by John Legend and his music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you being manipulated by the music you listen to?
Of course.
All right, man.
I don't listen to music no more. I listen to tribal chants.
Yeah, I listen to the sweet sounds of my ancestors now. So I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah. A whole lot of...
Don't get racist, bro.
This brother just got so racist just now. Like, why?
Bro. I put on my headphones at night and I listen to the whispers of old great
don't
Jebediah
say it, don't.
Hutchinson Scott.
Oh my god. I can't.
You know what I'm saying? Just old Jebediah Scott just telling me a bunch of sweet nothings in my ear. Stay away from women. Stay away from white women. Don't forget to pick your credit score. All these white people trying to slave you up. I'm telling you, bro, it's a nice sound. I don't listen to music.
What else is on your mind, bro?
I got nothing else on my mind, bro. I got nothing else on my mind. I'm chilling.
Are you currently reading anything, Jason?
I am, actually.
What you reading, God?
The Bible.
Yeah, all right, next.
So, you know, I'm just trying to get close to God, bro.
Yeah, I hear you. Whatever.
This has just been like the you know how they had like the miseducation of Lauryn Hill? This is the disappointment of Jason Hutchinson. Like, this whole
I'm
episode.
Disappointed, bro. That's
you've just
all.
Been disappointed left and right. You've just been disappointed.
I just wake up in a bad mood these days. It is what it is. But, you know, shout out to y'all, bro. Shout out to y'all. I'm not trying to be no stick in the mud. And you know what? I was not going to say nothing. But you wanted to start something and you wanted to ask me questions in the middle of what he was saying, bro.
Because
I was gonna
the episode now has a constant theme. The theme is the disappointment of Jason Hutchinson. We have reached the pinnacle. Jason will constantly be disappointed in all of us, no matter how badly or how goodly we live our life.
Wait, next event, we're gonna organize a book corner for niggas.
I'm in there, bro. I'm in there.
Yeah, I got you. Burn your fucking book, nigga. Burn your fucking book. You're gonna have a burn off. Pause.
Wow.
I said pause. No. See, no, hold on. Talk about. This is what I don't understand. When you say pause, when you say pause to something, right? If I say pause, why do y'all still say whoa? What is the point of me saying pause then? What is the point?
Because you don't say it with your chest.
Yo.
If I say something crazy, I'd be like, yo, wait, pause. You know how you say it? Pause. I ain't taking that seriously, bro. Whatever.
Yo, Jason, for real, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Whatever, bro.
I can't stand.
So join us next time on the next episode of Donnie's failed attempts at music, because he listens to Sexy Red. And we'll be having a book club next time, this week at the same time.
That's not how we ended it, because we didn't.
Oh, okay.
That's not how we ended it.
I thought that was pretty good.
Listen, it was pretty good, but that's not how we ended it. I'll let you re-rock that again. But now, because I just lost my train of thought. I had something else I wanted to say. I lost my fucking train of thought. I really lost my train of thought.
Oh, we'll hop back on. All right, cool.
Fucking God.
Wow.
Why are we friends?
Yeah, bro, you just remembered what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Why are we friends?
I don't know, bro. I think at a certain point, you're kind of stuck with somebody.
Why are we friends?
Well, to be honest, Aaron, you just stuck around.
I think you just showed up.
we met you off the SMD with a motherfucking condom page, and you just stuck around. We went down the origin story of how we all became friends. Paul, I wanted to fight him because I thought he had a crush on the girl that I was dating at the time in high school. Jason just came around with Devontae when I met Devontae. Devontae got all up in my face and was telling me to date the girl that I was with in high school and would not leave me alone about it. Kerwin, I don't even know where the fuck Kerwin came from. All I remember was somebody said rubber duckies and Kerwin popped up. Carl, I had English class with Carl, and the teacher asked him, she said, what's your favorite cereal? And Carl says bacon. Delilah kind of just popped up too. Yeah. Courtney and Neil, they just popped up off of Xbox.
Yo, shout out to the Lord, man.
I could get deeper into that, but I feel like I did in a previous episode.
Yeah. Nah, you did.
But my question was to Jason again. Because we just gonna continue the disappointment. How do you feel about Devontae being out right now, indulging in dollar wings and $5 drinks?
I don't feel no type of way. Devontae has been disappointing me since 2010. I want to say 8 or 9. So I mean, I don't feel no type of way. If he wants to get mud butt off of stale Doritos and, you know, just liquor that's been sitting there for a couple of days, you can go ahead, bro. That's not my prerogative. If he wants to have fun, you know, just speaking and talking to the bottom of the barrel human beings in bars, then he can go right ahead and do that, bro. I don't care. If he has fun speaking to street urchins in his spare time, then that's what he wants to do, bro. If he wants to let his friends down that told him a specific time to do a podcast, and he wants to set his priorities to speak to a bunch of strangers in a bar that nobody cares about, then he can go right ahead and do that, bro. It is what it is. I don't feel no type of way about it.
Devontae, you didn't let me down, bro. You've been on almost every
episode. You definitely did, man.
You can miss one.
Definitely did, bro.
You let Jason down. Nah, you might as well just go down the whole group chat. I'm gonna say names and tell me why you're disappointed in them. Paul,
I'm not disappointed in you and you people, bro.
You are.
I'm good.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah. What do you mean by that? You people.
Why are you disappointed in Carl?
Why are you disappointed in Kerwin? Why are you disappointed in Paul?
I'm not disappointed in Paul. I'm not disappointed in Carl. I'm not disappointed in Kerwin. I'm not disappointed in any of these people. Carl he hasn't joined the Illuminati yet, so I got nothing to say to him. And
freaking Kerwin got a new girl slash not a new girl, and he's taking it slow, but he's still a whore bag. It's weird. So I'm not really proud of him. I am proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul is Paul.
Shout out to the group chat, man. Now, before we get up out of here.
Is my phone dead? Damn.
Closing remarks. Taryn, you go first, because I feel like Jason's is going to be long-winded.
Yeah, I feel like Jason should go first, man.
Jason, what's your closing remark?
I have nothing to say, sir. Life is life's a battle, the uphill battle. And the thing about walking uphill is you don't know what's on the other side because you're so busy looking up towards the sun. So you're blinded, and there's also a big hill in your way, so you don't know what's going on. Once you get to the top, it's a lot easier when you're scaling down. I don't know what that means, and I don't know what I mean by it, but somebody can interpret that however they want to fit their life.
Taryn, what's your closing remark?
Wash your pillowcases and your bed sheets and your cover.
My closing remark, love your people. That's it. Just love your people.
Yeah, cut it up, give me a light. Yeah, and by the way, nigga, it's Young Moolah, first lady.
Damn, Donnie. Yo, let us begin with the bad little specimen. Balenciaga's only things I be stepping in. Poochie bathing suits, only thing I'm dressing in. Cause I get wetter than a Navy SEAL veteran. Got them writing love letters in they journal. Keep them on they toes like I measured at the urinal. Bad as I wanna be. She ain't bad, she a sad little wannabe.
Yeah, fuck the bullshit. It's big money poppin'. Young Moolah. Yeah, just like that. What up, young nigga? Let's go. Got her.
Okay, we running this shit. When we walk in the building, got bitches from wall to wall, hoes hanging from the ceiling. Young money, we bout to kill them. I promise I'll make a million. And if they didn't have no hands, I bet them bitches gon' feel them. I'm talking money and power. You getting money, I doubt it. Fresher than baby powder. With your bitch in the shower, that pussy I'ma devour. I beat it up till it's sour. No need for you to even trip, bitch. I'll be done in an hour. Let's go.
Yeah, smell like it.
They say the black of the berry, the red of the cherry. I say the sweeter it is, you dig, berry. Then the bullshit varies, and it got me wary. But I know two are the same, call it murder than married. Hustling is so necessary, with no adversaries. But ain't no love like a calendar with no Ferraris. I'ma need four secretaries and four Bloody Marys. I'ma go eat me some pussy and choke off the cherry. I'm gone.
Yeah, fully loaded with it, to the ceiling with it. More money than you ever seen, nigga. Aight, Drizzy, Drake, look. Kill a game, no one recovers the murder weapon. Young angel, if you hate me, tell me burn in heaven. How'd you sleep on me? The highest earning freshman. Like your third infection, I hope you learned your lesson. Yeah, I spit raw, but I prefer protection. I own a heart and a mind and a shirt she slept in. Bitch, I got the answer and still ain't heard the question. I shut your club down, please reserve my section. Fuck the confrontation, there ain't no caking it. And I'm caking, bitch, so tell me why I take a break from it. The mother of your child always tell you I'm a favorite. She called me her baby, not the one she was in labor with. She say, ooh, you taste good. I say, ooh, just savor it. She know that she love a nigga. I be on that major shit. Cause I get paid to stand, and I get paid to sit. So I don't walk around with money, baby girl, I'm made of it.
Damn, Donnie, you got it like that.
They talking about Lola this, gay to that.
That's wild.
Say that.
That's brave.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Damn,
eat it.
Damn, Donnie, you got it like that.
You know my body.
Just breathe, just breathe, just breathe.
Talk about all this extra shit. Would look like I give a fuck.
You know, get it done.
Matter of fact, say less, you heard?
LA. You know, get it done.
Fuck out of here. Get it on.
Give me that head. Provide the licks. I got my own. I'm not convinced. I hear the talk, the clout for fame.
Chad glow before the ring light. Dub a nigga more than once, what it be like? Hey, nigga hurt to the chest, he'll be alright. Bitches out here frontin' doing the same thing that Suki did. This much is for the fellas, it ain't nothing wrong being coochie big. Wear me down like Boozy did. Side eye like Cootie's big. Don't act up for the act right, don't fool around with that movie shit. Don't walk around like I made it. Could've put on for the town, but instead, bitch, you bait.
I know you hate it.
Niggas panicking, they savings. You already counting up, counterfeit, little nigga. Why would you fake it? Fuck. Give me that head, provide the licks. I got my own, I'm not convinced. I hear the talk, the clout for fame. But nothing get around a bitch from round the way. I can't be laying up with no fucker. Get this pussy to no sucker. Look that dog, nigga. Go and get your mother. I don't be playing about my brothers. Can't run game without them numbers. From the gutter, bitch. Go and get your mother. Go and get your mother. Get your mother, bitch. Go and get your mother. Bitch, go and get your mother. I'm from the gutter, bitch. Go and get your mother.
Damn,
keep the
walk
inside of me. Fuck the dog, nigga, rock while I'm talking out the street. Not your type, I'm out your league. Keep busy on the V12, knock him out the V.
No, I ain't passing out no 9-9-9-9-9-9. And I ain't passing on no 9-9, don't feel on my 12.
And I'ma up it up by any means, I don't support crime.
He said, I don't know, officer, but that shit ain't mine.
I don't care about the he said, she said,
he said.
Don't condone bad behavior, that bitch can't be fair.
I don't care about the he said, she said,
we said.
Focus on the business, only reasons I ain't speak yet.
Give me that head, provide the licks. I got my own, I'm not convinced. I hear the talk, the clout for fame. But nothing get around a bitch from round the way. I can't be laying up with no fucker. Get this pussy to no sucker. Whoop that dog, nigga. Go and get your mother.
Get your mother.
I don't be playing about my brothers. Can't run game without them numbers. I'm from the gutter, bitch. Go and get your mother. 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 Bitch, go and get your mother. I'm from the gutter, bitch. Go and get your mother.
Jason, bring us home. Send us out of here. Let's go.
You have listened to an episode of Donnie's failed attempt at music because he listens to Sexy Red. We will join you again a similar time.
Oh my God! Jason, bring us home.
You know what?
I will.
I can't stand black people. You understand me? I cannot stand black. You tell them to show up at a certain time, and you know what they do? They show up whenever the hell they want. Thank you for joining us at a new episode of Donnie's failed attempt at a podcast. No, Devontae, shut up. We're going to bring it around town. Bring it around town.
All right, everybody get their shit off. Go ahead.
Nah, we done.
Everybody done got it off.
All right. Nah, so what I wanted to say was my fault because I just got home, right? It's not my fault. I was reading. Nah, don't do that.
Hold on. Tell us what happened. Yeah, bring us home. This story bringing us home.
So I was at the bar, bro. Right? Long story short, some show you how to finesse my drink. It was like, yo, I don't know what this drink is. So I'm like, all right, bet. Bought to the bar. Drink was $5, bro. He like, yo. So I'm like, yo, get her this drink because she don't know what it is. Yo.
What the hell happened to him? Yo.
Hold on, my mom called.
Come on.
I said
that. All right, we listen.
Yeah, I said that. So the chick was at the bar. She was like, yo, what are you drinking? I'm like, yeah, I'm drinking this. She's like, yo, what is that? I said, I'm not sure. I'm going to ask the bartender, right? So I'm like, yo, what is this? She's like, oh, this is, so I'm like, yo, this is what the drink is. She said, yo, do you mind getting it for me? I said, okay, cool. It's $5. I don't mind. Got you. Why, when I said that, she like, yo, she told the bartender to add.
This nigga keep cutting off.
His mom keep calling him. Devontae, you're gonna answer my blood clot.
Every time I'm about to say what happens, niggas call me. All right,
just
I got
finish the story.
So I'm in the bar.
Nigga, we heard you.
Try to, all right, boom. So when we get to the bar, I'm like, she's like, yo, let me get a triple shot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I turn around, I'm like, bro, what? We never had this before. She's like, oh, nah, you know, blah, blah, blah. So the bartender's like, yo, you good, get the triple shot. So I feel like, wait, I feel like, bro, fuck, like, you asked me what I'm drinking. Why are you doing this extra shit? You asked me to get your drink, I got you the drink. Why you ask for a triple shot?
What's the conclusion here?
Is that more expensive? I'm not a drinker.
No, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? All right, bro, again, listen.
What's the conclusion?
$5, right?
Yeah.
It's $5, it's $5. She asked for a triple shot of in her drink, from a $5 drink. So they add in three extra shots. So the shot is like $8. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm like, when I turned around, like, bro, what are you talking about? You didn't say that out. You didn't say that just now. You asked for a regular $5 drink, which I was looking out for you for. You feel me? Still to order three shots. So I turned to the bartender, like, yo, she didn't say that just now. She's like, yo, don't you good. Don't worry about it. I'm going to look out for you.
Cool. Oh, he looked out for you. That's dope.
You feel me? So I walked away. I'm tight, dope, bro. Nah, nah, fuck that. Like, I'm mad. I'm like, bro, what type of shit is this? Bro, you said you wanted a $5 drink. So I let it go for like 5 minutes. Bitch, y'all niggas know me, bro. I had to like walk over back to her, like, yo, boy, why you trying to finesse a drink out of me? You know? She's like, oh, nah. Mind you, she's like an old head. She like 40, 45, bro. You feel me? So I'm like, bro, like, if you wanted a drink with extra shots, that's all you had to say. Like, she like, oh, no, I'm waiting for my partner. I didn't really know. And I'm like this.
I hate when they talk,
you
talk
never
like
had
that.
A tequila sunrise. All you had to say was, bro, can I get a tequila sunrise extra shot? You said I never had a drink before. So you made me get you the $5 drink, and you said, let me get three extra shots on that. What the fuck? Nah, man. Yeah, bro, I barked on her, bro. Like, what the fuck, bro? Don't do that, my nigga. Like,
listen.
You want a drink, bro? Say you want a drink, bro. But don't you run to the bar and get extra shots.
Listen. This has been another.
Nah, there ain't no listen, bro.
You barked on somebody, mom?
This has been.
Who fuck mom it was, bro? But like,
yo,
I'm
a cook,
bro. Don't come to my spot trying to finesse me out of a drink, bro. Like,
this
I'm
has been
to be nice, bro. I don't know you, bro.
This has been another episode.
Okay, cool.
Of Donnie's failed attempts at a podcast.
Nah, fuck Donnie's failed attempts at the podcast. Yo, listen, yo, shorty, just listen. If y'all out here finessing niggas for their drinks, you can get punched in your face.
Oh my God!
Don't do that.
Oh, alright, man.
I'm gonna punch you and
put it on
you. I'm gonna punch you in your face.
Oh no,
Jason, I'll join you in a disappointment, Devontae. When you hear this episode,
bro,
you'll understand.
I'm telling you, son.
You'll understand.
Yo, hold on. Yo, Kaden, say what's up. You heard him?
No.
Say what's up.
Hi.
Hey!
He said hi. I'm not trying to talk to y'all, but
this has been another episode of Donnie's Failed Attempts at a Podcast. I can finally close this thing out. From Jason.
Say what's up, Donnell.
From Ramadan Steve.
Say what's up, Donnell.
I'll take it.
I don't know if you heard it, but you said your name. But
I heard it. I'll take it. But from everybody here on this podcast, except for Devontae, because he joined within like the last 10 minutes and decided to give us a little story.
I tried to make it, bro.
But
you know, it is what it is, bro.
We out of here, man.
I love y'all, bro.
We out of here, man.
You out here screwing with aunties.
Peace out.
Yeah, fuck you.
And stay blessed. Fuck you.